Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. I'm going to be honest, guys. I'm disappointed. I'm very, very disappointed in this generation because we're losing the battle. I mean, I hope we're not losing the battle, but from what I see, there are many, many people out there that have the power to help, and they're not using that power to help. Instead, they keep it to themselves. There are too many guys out there struggling with the test, with the nisayon of wasting seed, Shmirat Tabrit. And forgive me, but this podcast, I'm going to keep it really real, and we're going to talk facts. The facts are, is that if you're listening to this, you want to grow. You want to stop. Some piece inside of you told you that what I'm doing is not right, and I got to stop with this nonsense already. Whether you're stooping girls or, you know, in your mom's basement, doing God knows what all over yourself, you know, let's just be honest. This is just like an act of a loser. And even if you want to say, yeah, in the moment, it's fun, and oh my God, bro, it's sick, and the hottest girl, and blonde hair, blue eyes, and all right. Then what? You just fulfilled a temporary pleasure. And now, like a drug addict, you're just going to keep going back for more, and for more, and for more, and for crazier, and for bigger, and for more girls, more bodies, more porn, more. I can't even watch a whole video because I'm addicted to that peak moment of the eclipse. And I have to watch another video and another video, and I have to seek that dopamine rush, that high moment, and dach, 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 boom, 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 boom. And then what happens? You wake up in the morning, you feel like garbage, you can't smile, you feel like a loser. Why? Because you just like, I don't even know how to say it like in a nice way. You just did, you know, 10 items all over yourself. And you look like a loser, bro. Honestly. You're not a loser. You have greatness inside of you. You're destined for big things. But you're giving into the animalistic piece of you. You can't control yourself. And now what do? You're going out with a goya. You're hooking up with 10 girls. You open up your Snapchat. You know, 5 girls in the area, they want to get with you. Easy, 1, 2, 3. But you're just running after desires. You're like a loser. You're honestly like a, you're kind of like a pig. You know, a pig, oink, oink, I'm hungry, fart, snap, this, that. Like, what differentiates you and a pig? A pig rolls in the mud, does what he wants, gets with 10 pigs, oinks all over the place. Like, you're a behemoth. Disgusting. You have to stop. How do you stop? You might ask, what do? I'm addicted. I'm buried in it. You gotta start learning Torah. You gotta start learning Torah. The only way to stop yourself is by learning Torah. What does Torah mean? Torah means that Hashem said, I made you this very difficult Yetzer Hara. I made you this very difficult test. But I also made you Torah Tavlin. I made you a cure. I made you a cure for the test that you're going through. It's not impossible for you. I made a cure for you. All you have to do is go to shul, or don't go to shul, open up a shiur, start to learn Torah, start to put food into your head. The Torah cleans your mind. It cleans the garbage out of your head. And it's impossible for a person to continue to learn Torah, but not just any kind of Torah. Learn Torah, it's going to make you sweat. Learn, open up a Gemara and start taking out Rashi, Tosfot, before Hashim, etc., etc., and really break your head on the piece. That kills the Yetzer Hara. To the extent that you're going to learn Torah and kill yourself learning Torah, then the Yetzer Hara for the sin is going to get killed. People say, I can't do it. I can't do it. Jonathan, help me.
I can't. What? You can't do it, buddy? Yes, you can. Yeah, you know where it starts? It starts with saying, I can do it. I can overcome this. I'm not a loser. I'm strong. I am capable. I don't need to give in to that nonsense. I want to get married. I want a Bat Yisrael. Tzanua. Refined. Polished. Good girl. Someone that saved herself her whole life. You want that? You can get it. You got with girls before? You can get it. You messed up, watched a lot of pornography? You can get it. I don't care how far you came. You can get it. It's possible for you to get it. Because teshuvah is possible for anyone. And Hashem measures it with thousands and thousands of intricate details and points. It's not just everyone is judged the same. Hashem judges you for everything that you went through and your past and your life experiences and every single thing that you felt and pain and gain and positive feelings. And Hashem judges all of that. Hashem judges all of that. And that's why if a person got himself, he dug himself a hole. I'm not just talking to you like a rabbi. I'm talking to you straight up, bro. I've been there. That's why if you dug yourself in a hole, a deep, deep hole, you know how you get out? By climbing out. And when you climb out and you throw the dirt back in and you build that foundation, now you can only go up. People that were always from birth, they don't have that foundation as deep as you do because you had to climb out of the hole and build a foundation to cover it on top, and now you're growing up, and now you're going up and up and up and up. People that were always from birth, they don't know how hard it is for you. That's why you can get a better girl than they can. You can do better than they can in life. And it's not a competition game, but it's to put things into perspective. Just because you messed up in your life, it doesn't define who you are. Just because you had a sex addiction or a pornography addiction, or God forbid, lo aleinu, even worse, it's still possible for you to climb out. As bad as things get, it can always be worse because Hashem is going to tell you, ah, ya ibni, you had a test. You thought you were good looking. You thought you had a problem with girls. You thought you had a problem with sex. You thought you had a problem hooking up. Yeah, it was hard for you. Hashem is going to say, watch this. He's going to bring you Yosef HaTzadik. He's going to say, look at Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef was one of the best looking men that ever existed. You think you're good looking? Look at Yosef. He's Abercrombie model Hollister times a million. This guy was good looking. And look at his test. Eshet Potifar. One of the most beautiful women to ever step foot on the planet. If you would look at her, you would have Shofech Damim on the spot. Seed would leave your body on the spot looking at her. That's how beautiful she was. And Yosef, every single day, was taunted with her. Three times a day, she would change her outfit. Three times a day. And perfumes and smells and beautiful person. And she was begging him to get with her. Begging him. You know what kind of test that is? What, you think women in this generation are beautiful? You know who we're talking with? If God is making a point that he made this woman beautiful, then she's beautiful to the extent you can't even imagine. And imagine this girl begging you to have relations with her behind closed doors, alone, no one's looking, begging you, I want to be intimate with you now. I want to do all your wildest imaginations and dirtiest desires. I want that with you now. And Yosef said no, day in and day out. That's what Hashem's going to show you. He's not, you know what, you think, you know, you're desperately looking on Tinder and J-Swipe and all these apps, garbage, looking for hookups with ugly girls. What? Hashem's going to show you the reality. Hashem's going to show you this is what you have to become. This is what you can overcome. Because Yosef did it. And Yosef had a harder test than you did. And of course, it's not to measure tests and it's not to measure circumstances. But it's to show you that if someone else does something, you can do it too. And just as hard as it was for Yosef, just as hard it is for you. And you can do it. Because each and every single one of us has a piece of Yosef HaTzadik inside of us. Because if it wasn't for Yosef, we wouldn't be here today. And Yosef, to the extent where he fell to the point where he even got, where he was about to make the ma'aseh with her. What does that show you? It shows you that if you could be going out with a girl, Jewish, not Jewish, she could take you to the city. She could take you to her apartment. And you can be doing God knows what with her before. But she can say, come, let's go to my house. Just me and you. Let's go alone. And you can go with her. And you can run upstairs. And right before you walk into the apartment. Let's say even you walk into the apartment. Right before you walk into that bedroom. Chas v'shalom. And do God knows what in that bedroom. You have a chance in that moment. It's not over. It's not clipped yet. You have a chance to say, nah, I'm not going in there. I'm better than that. You have a chance to stop. And to say, I'm turning around. I can't do this. You have a chance to say no. You have a chance to say no. And you can run out of that place, go into your car. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me the koach. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me the power to run away from this person and to not fall into this trap and to not fall into this sin. You can do it. I'm telling you, you can do it. Anything is possible for you to overcome. This test, while it may be a difficult test, you better bet yourself that it's possible to overcome. You better bet yourself that. I don't care how bad your addiction is. I've seen it. I've been there. I know what it's like. I know what it's like to be buried in hell. But you gotta climb out. Because as more harder as you make it for yourself, is as harder as you're making it for yourself to climb out. And the only thing that can help you is God, Hashem. Because on the flip side of all the tum'ah, is a heck of a lot of kedusha, a heck of a lot of holiness waiting for you. I promise you that you can do it. You know, just to show you how far you are, and to remind you how lost you became, and to show you how much Torah you need to come back to, I'll give you a mashal. There was guys learning in the yeshiva, and a contractor comes in, and he says, guys, you know, I have a property here in Brooklyn, and my Mexicans didn't show up today. I need a couple workers, and these are learning boys. And he's like, you know what? Because of the circumstances, I'm gonna give you guys $50 an hour, 8 hours, $400 cash. It takes some people 3-4 days to make $400. One guy jumps up, me, yeah, I'll take it. I want the money. Oh, it takes him. Okay, you just showed Hashem that hour of Torah for you is worth $50. To the next guy, he comes over, whispers in his ear, $100. You know, me and you, let's do it. He's like, fine, I'll do it. So in Hashem's way of converting currencies, you can say, he's going to give that guy $100. He goes to the next guy, $500. No. 1,000, no. Just to test him. 3,000, no. 5, no. 10, no. So now you're allowing Hashem to reward you. That what Chazal says, Limud Torah keneged kulam. You're allowing Hashem to give you the reward that Chazal put in place for you. How? By following and believing in it. My friends, we're falling in this test, but on the flip side, there's more problems in the religious world too. But we have to know how to make the bridge, and we have to know that we have to be unique, and we have to stand out. Because no matter what everyone else is going through, and no matter what the Yetzer Hara comes to you in your head, with his way of being devious, and his way of having his own opinions, and his way of plugging you and drilling you, and getting you to fall time and time again, take it from me, you can come out of it, you could beat him up, you can kill him. All you gotta do is fight fire with fire. This is a fight for the death, my friends. But those who fight it and they don't give up, they're gonna win. Because you're stronger than he is. You're stronger than he is, and you can overcome it. Fight fire with fire, and you're gonna overcome the test. Fight fire with fire. It's a battle of hell. It's a hell battle. But if you fight that fire with fire, you're going to come out victorious. You're going to come out on the winning end of things. And I promise you, I swear to you, that no matter how far you think you are, it's not that bad. You're just making it to seem as bad. You're making it to seem bad, but it's not that bad. Meaning, you have potential to return. And as far as you think you are, you're not that far. You're not. Because the fact that you're listening to this podcast already shows that you want more for yourself. And you're already showing Hashem that you're trying. And that's the message. That is truly, ultimately, the message. That you can do more. You just need to believe in yourself a little bit. I'm not asking you to go crazy. I'm not asking you to be perfect. All I'm asking you to do is to put in a little more effort and to believe in yourself a little bit more. And show Hashem that you can do it. Because you can. And Be'ezrat Hashem, with this koach, with this powerful message, you should be able to overcome this test. You should be able to message me when you do overcome this test. Because if Yosef HaTzadik can do it, you can do it too. Enough with feeling like a loser. It's time to be victorious and to come out on top. Enough. Enough is enough. You want to be victorious. You want to feel good. You want to get married, Be'ezrat Hashem. You want to build your confidence. You want to be able to stop objectifying women, Be'ezrat Hashem. You want to become great. You want to become strong. It starts with this. This is where it starts. This is the battle of your life. To overcome your physical nature. This is the battle of your life that you can overcome. I promise you that. I promise you that. I love you. And if you really need, you're really about to break, message me on Instagram. Message me. If you're on my WhatsApp group, hell, call me. I got you. All right? Because we're in this together. Have a great day.